This morning, the lesson is entitled, Sins That Crucified Christ. I might add that these are not necessarily an exhaustive list, but certainly some of them. Many sins led to his crucifixion, which were plain everyday sins. Some sins may be found in our generation. A study of some of them may forewarn and forearm us by taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Ephesians 6 and verse 16. Sins that crucified Christ, what about envy? Some wanted preeminence in leadership. Matthew 27:18 reads, For he, that is Jesus, knew that for envy they had delivered him. Envy even showed through to the apostles. The Bible says almost the whole city came together to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming, reads Acts 13, 44 and 45. The Jews stirred up the devout and honorable men, women rather, and the chief men of the city, and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and expelled them out of their coast, Acts 13, 50. Envy is prevalent in every generation, among us too. John wrote unto the church that Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words, and not content therewith. Neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the church, reads 3 John verses 9 and 10. Envy was wrong then and now. The Corinthians were told, For ye are not, for ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envy and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? Reads 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 3. Sins that crucified Christ, hatred of good. The Bible says that Jesus walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Judea, because the Jews sought to kill him, John 7 and verse 1. The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it, the works thereof are evil, John 7 and verse 7. Even though Jesus went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, Acts 10 and verse 38. So why did they hate Jesus? If one loves darkness, by necessity they hate light. This is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved, John 3, 19 and 20. Evil has always fought truth, and the war continues. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, Ephesians 6 and verse 12. Sins that crucified Christ, what about false testimony? The Bible says the chief priests and elders and all the council sought false witness against Jesus, to put him to death, but found none. Yea, though many false witnesses came, yet found they none. At the last came two false witnesses, and said, This fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and rebuild it in 3 days. Matthew 26, 59 through 61. Sadly, some do not want the truth for fear of losing their authority. Lies in religion are the most deceitful. So beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves, Matthew 7 and verse 15. Not surprisingly, there are false teachers, false apostles, deceitful workers, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. No wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. Therefore, it is not surprising if his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness, whose end will be according to their deeds, 2 Corinthians 11:13-15. There will always be some who will believe false teachers, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine or teaching. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and be turned unto fables. 2 Timothy 4:3-4. There are some who would follow error as though it were truth. Many shall follow their pernicious ways, that is, sensuality or lascivious doings, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Read 2 Peter 2:2. Followers of false teachers and error will be lost, as the Bible says, with all the deception of wickedness, for those who perish because they did not accept the love of the truth so as to be saved. For this reason, God will send upon them a deluding influence, so that they will believe what is false, in order that they may be judged or damned who did not believe the truth, but took pleasure in wickedness. Read 2 Thessalonians 2:10-12. Sins that crucified Christ, betrayal. The Bible says one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priest and said unto them, "What will ye give me, and I will deliver him unto you?" And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time he sought opportunity to betray him. Reads Matthew 26:14-16. Lo, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, "Whomsoever I shall kiss, that is he, take him." And straightway he came to Jesus and said, "Hail, Rabbi," and kissed him. And Jesus said unto him, "Friend, do that for which thou art come." Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and took him. Matthew 26:47-50. It is possible to put silver before souls, as the Bible says that the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Reads 1 Timothy 6:10. Some betray him for pleasure of the world. The Bible says, "Ye adulterers and adulteresses," or spiritual betrayal, "know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." James 4:4. Some would betray Jesus for popularity. Paul said, "For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ." Reads Galatians 1:10. Would some betray Jesus because of indifference or fence straddling? Jesus said, "So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth." Revelation 3:16. Sins that crucified Christ. What about willful ignorance? Jesus said, "You will not come to me that you might have life." John 5:40. They had seen him do wonders and miracles. Acts 2:22-23 reads, "Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. It is possible to see, yet be blinded by Satan. The Bible says, the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 4. Willingly ignorant people cannot obey, because the Bible says you have purified your souls in obeying the truth. 1 Peter 1 and verse 22. For this people's heart is wax gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them, Jesus said in Matthew 13 and verse 15. Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, which is the truth, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth, not willful ignorance, shall make you free. John 8, 31 and 32. A correct attitude toward the truth dispels ignorance of the New Testament church. The church of the New Testament is not a sect. Jesus said, thou art Peter, and upon this rock, that is upon the bedrock foundation, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, I will build my church, singular, not many, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Matthew 16, 18. Paul told Timothy, if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God. Again, singular, not many. The pillar and ground of the truth. 1 Timothy 3:15. A correct attitude toward the truth dispels ignorance of God's plan of salvation as well. Why shouldn't we know it? The New Testament is with us. We can read, understand, learn, and do New Testament instruction and practices without excuse. God saves through His mercy, His grace, through the blood of Christ, and through the gospel of Christ. It is through the saving gospel that man must save himself, Acts 2 and verse 40, by hearing, believing, repentance, confession, baptism, works of God, as will be judged by them, Revelations 20:12. We're saved through hope and endurance, through continuing in the gospel, 1 Timothy 4:16. Sins that crucified Christ, religious prejudice. Jesus condemned false religious traditions. He said, why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition, Matthew 15:3. He wouldn't endorse them, so they said, destroy him. The Bible says, behold, there was a man which had his hand withered, and they asked him, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days? And they said this that they might accuse him. And he said unto them, what man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep? And if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. Then saith he to the man, stretch forth thy hand, and he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole like as the other. Then the Pharisees went out and held a council against him, how they might destroy him. Reads Matthew 12, verses 10 through 14. The sin of religious prejudice has cursed every generation and is common in our day against the truth of Christ, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, Colossians 1:15. Religious prejudice is contrary and therefore against the church belonging to Christ. God the Father hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Ephesians 1, 22 and 23. The Bible says there is one body, or church, and one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling, Ephesians 4 and verse 4. Sometimes religious prejudice causes brethren to be against brethren. But the Bible says if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another, Galatians 5:15. Some are able to explain their religious convictions without anger, but maybe not so without prejudice. Sins that crucified Christ, what about moral weakness? The Bible says Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, said unto them, ye have brought this man unto me as one that perverteth the people. And behold, I have examined him before you, have found no fault in this man, touching those things whereof ye accuse him, nor yet Herod, for I sent you to him, and lo, nothing worthy of death is done unto him. Reads Luke 23, verses 13 through 15. Pilate had the power to release Christ and wanted to do so. I will therefore chastise him and release him. Luke 23:16. Pilate therefore, willing to release Jesus, spake again to them. Luke 23:20. But sadly, Pilate put favor of men before favor of God. He was too weak to do what he knew he ought to do. And so Pilate, willing to content or satisfy the people, released Barabbas unto them and delivered Jesus when he had scourged him to be crucified. Matthew 15:15. Some know they ought to obey the gospel, but they are not courageous enough to do so. Some are too concerned about breaking family harmony. Jesus said, for I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Matthew 10:35-37. Some are too concerned about being called a fanatic. But after the apostles were beaten for speaking in the name of Jesus, they rejoiced that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. Reads Acts 5, verses 40 through 41. We should want to avoid being a moral weakling, to leave all responsibility of standing for truth to others. For when the time you ought to be teachers, the Bible says you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. Reads Hebrews 5 and verse 12. Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Reads Hebrews 2 and verse 1. It may be shocking to realize that commonly committed sins, which we see so frequently about us, and sometimes find in our own lives, are the very sins responsible for the death of God's Son. God never has approved of any sin, so we should be diligent to live as far removed from these things as possible. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23. Some crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him on an open shame. Reads Hebrews 6 and verse 6. Will you have his blood on your hands? If you have not done so already, then courageously repent and be baptized. Acts 2 and verse 38.
Repent therefore of this, I witness, and pray God, for perhaps the thought of my heart may be forgiven me. Acts 8 and verse 22. If you have a spiritual need, won't you come while together we stand and sing?
I pray my sins to thee. Thou knowest all, so